With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There's breaking news on a gun control ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. But first, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is the latest Democratic Party lawmaker to announce she'll boycott an address to Congress by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu next month. On the Salem Media Group news program, This Week on the Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Warren and other boycotters are making a big mistake.
Critically, we need him to come and provide the direct, straight from the horse's mouth account to the Congress. And so Prime Minister Netanyahu will come and address joint session of Congress on July 24th. It'll be at 2 p.m. Eastern, and I think it will be very well attended. But I can tell you, I'm very concerned and frankly surprised that so many of my Democrat colleagues are now saying they're going to boycott that speech. I just think it's a terrible look.
Speaker Johnson will also preview the upcoming Trump-Biden debate on the latest edition of This Week on the Hill, releasing at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday on radio stations nationwide and on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnnews.com, the Supreme Court this morning upheld a federal gun control law that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. The justices ruled 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners. Excessive heat warnings remain in effect for millions of Americans. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Ledbetter says it'll be plenty hot in the mid-Atlantic this weekend.
For the past several days, we've seen temperatures, you know, upper 80s to low 90s for the most part, going back to last week, even a little warmer. But really, it's the next few days to come that look to be the hottest in the area. Starting with tomorrow, we're going to generally be in the mid-90s.
In May, Donald Trump outraised President Biden by $60 million. This is SRN News. A Canadian hospital has sparked a controversy.
St. Joseph's Health Center in Toronto is one of the oldest Catholic institutions in the country and features a large statue of Jesus in front of the building. Now it also features a gay pride flag. The staff has raised that banner right next to the statue in honor of Pride Month, and a lot of Canadians are unhappy about it. The hospital has responded to complaints by saying, quote, "This is a place where everyone is welcomed and celebrated." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is considering a ban on face masks in the New York City subway system. Hochul says she has concerns about people shielding their identities while committing anti-Semitic acts, which are on the rise in the city. The policy is still being worked out, but the governor says it would contain exemptions for health, cultural, or religious reasons. The governor admits establishing such a ban would be complicated. This is SRN News. We get details now on a roller coaster injury in Ohio.
Authorities believe a man who apparently entered a restricted area to retrieve his keys at an Ohio theme park was critically injured when he was struck by a steel roller coaster. Kings Island Theme Park near Cincinnati said the 38-year-old man apparently entered the restricted area on Wednesday night. Its statement said he was found on the ground with a traumatic injury. His name and further details on his condition haven't been disclosed. Police say the man dropped his keys while riding the inverted coaster called the Banshee, and that he had entered the restricted area near the ride and was struck. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Federal officials are investigating a Southwest Airlines flight that swooped low enough to trigger a low altitude alert. And even though it was still 9 miles away from the airport, it happened in Oklahoma City. The airline is in contact with the FAA. More details at srnnews.com.